USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
For the first time since the U.S. military left Afghanistan at the end of August, a flight of American citizens has left that country. That Qatar Airlines flight landed Thursday. During her White House press briefing on Thursday, Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about the phrase used in a news release regarding that flight, referring to the Taliban as businesslike and professional.
In order to get those people out, we had to work with some members of the Taliban to press them and to work in a businesslike manner to get them out. That is what we were stating in the statement.
Psaki not revealing how many people were on that flight. The Biden administration is taking the state of Texas to court over its new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland making the announcement of the lawsuit on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The House Ways and Means Committee is holding a markup for the Build Back Better Act, which includes President Biden's economic agenda. Ranking member of the committee and Texas Republican Congressman Kevin Brady says spending by Democrats will leave families in the country spending more of their own money as prices will increase due to inflation.
Speaker Pelosi and House Democrats begin ramming through trillions of wasteful spending and crippling tax hikes. It will drive prices up even higher, kill millions of American jobs, and usher in a new era of government dependency with the greatest expansion of the welfare state in our lifetimes.
Democrats say the spending needs to be high to meet the priorities of Americans. FBI documents show a man served a 3-year prison sentence for offering to kill the woman who accused Kobe Bryant of sexual assault. The recently released documents say a man offered to kill the woman for $3 million in 2004. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID-19. 80% want thermometers used in public places to screen for COVID-19. 36% know that non-contact devices are inaccurate. And 60% would not recommend that friends or family members enter places that screen with them. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Going a little bit more in-depth on one of our top stories, as the Biden administration announces they're taking the state of Texas to court over its new abortion law, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley reacts to Attorney General Merrick Garland's announcement on Fox News.
What is really odd about this is that the Department of Justice is entering as a party. Usually the Department of Justice is an amicus or a friend of the court. Here it's saying we're a party of interest. Anytime a state law threatens constitutional rights, we have skin in the game. That's not exactly how the Department of Justice has operated in the past. And I think some courts are going to ask about that. You know, for example, Garland said, we're going to say that this field is partially or wholly preempted. The Supreme Court has always recognized that states have a right to legislate in the area of abortion. The question is where to draw that line. So this is a major assertion of federal authority, perhaps an unprecedented one.
Turley adding that Garland's argument may actually work out well for pro-lifers.
Now, the problem with that is he may have just created a new point of challenge for pro-life litigants. He could have made this situation worse with this filing because he's added a robust federalism issue that is quite novel and a lot of courts are likely to be somewhat uncomfortable with in this degree of federal jurisdictional authority.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.